As you know, Bushwhackers, we're on a world diplomatic tour with W and gang. Last time, things didn't go too well in North Korea because the great leader Kim fancied Barney for lunch. Anyway, we're back on Air Force One, heading off to who knows where. And with Barney piloting and George navigating, that really could be anywhere.
Oh, come on, Fatso! You've been in there for over an hour!
And I reckon I'll be in here for another hour too.
Oh, please! I can't clench for that long!
Tough. When I'm in motion, it's like a freight train. Carriage after carriage after carriage after carriage. Now bugger off!
Oh, God! What sort of a plane is this? Only one loo? God, there must be something down the back, surely!
This'll get me through it. Holding hands with Jim and Jack.
Don't you like flying, Candy?
Goddamn hate it.
Well, why don't you watch a movie instead of getting drunk? There's an awesome selection.
Let's see. Why would I want to get drunk when I can watch The Running Man, Junior, Kindergarten Cop, Predator, Terminator 1, 2, and 3, and The Rushes from 4...
Yeah, this time I have an identity crisis when my Terminator character realizes his male appendage is only for show.
Arnie, I'd prefer to watch Sly garble his way through Macbeth than watch you in another movie.
What? Sly played Macbeth? But that was my movie!
Oh my God.
I went to the audition dressed in my best tights!
Boy, that were enough ballast for a ship, that were. Hey Arnie, why the face like a slapped ass?
Candy won't watch any of the movies on the in-flight entertainment system.
Can't blame her. They're all shite.
You too, Freddy?
Well, you're all right in Twins.
Yeah! My favorite fluffy comedy. There was one time when Danny DeVito and I were in a titty bar in
LA. I'm not listening to you.
Candy, how can you hear my amusing anecdotes with your fingers in your ears?
Arnie, does this story involve beers and or pies?
No. Why?
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'm not listening to you too. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Freddy, that's very hurtful.
What's this? No unauthorized entry. Unless your name is George or Donald. Screw that. This is an emergency. Oh my fuckity fucking God.
Wag my bush. Come on.
George, open up. We need to talk.
You sound angry, Tony. So, I can't.
Open this door this instant.
I can't. I'm flying the plane.
We all know Barney's flying the plane, stupid.
Hey, Barney's not flying the plane, stupid. He's flying very smart, Fatty. Oh, all right, Barney. If you don't need me to hold your water bowl when you're flying, I'll go then.
Hey, Tony. Fatty, don't plead innocent with me. Ow, ow! The ear! It hurts! Ow, 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 ow!
Why are we down the back of the plane, Tony?
Well, George and Condi know why, don't you?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yes, you do! Who the fuck are these people?
Bloody hell, who'd have thought Air Force One in an economy section?
It's not an economy section, you great booby! Don't the orange jumpsuits tell you something?
Ah, they must be filming Kanye too! Why wasn't I told?
What? No, you fool! These are prisoners, aren't they?
Well, technically under international law, you can only be a prisoner if you've been arrested legally, Tony.
Oh my God! Is this a rendition flight? Is this how you've been ferrying terrorist suspects around the world? In Air Force One?
Yes indeedy, Tony. Pretty smart, hey. Sorry you had to find out this way.
And I suppose we'd better let you know our next destination.
Go on.
Assume the brace position, Tony.
What?
Oh dear. Assume the position indeed. So, this gets murkier by the minute. Air Force One, a taxi for terrorists? And a destination that sounds decidedly dodgy. So where could it be? Find out in the next rendering of...
Whack my bush.
So, Barney, can I have a go now?
Okay. Can I have a go now? Right, okay. I hear you. Can I have a go now? Oh, wait, can I have a go, Barney? Oh, cool! I've heard about these flying pigs. I'll keep a real sharp lookout for them.